You might be listening on the GRN app or also on our live stream at grnonline.com. We're not doing the video thing, but I just want to remind you that there is a very large digital presence of GRN, and you can always watch most of our produced programs on YouTube and Facebook and X and Rumble and all the different platforms. It's so many ways to get your programming. But today is January 5th, 2026, and getting used to saying that. And today is the official last day of the 12 days of Christmas. And so I wasn't really preparing to talk about this, but don't you think that people don't really focus on the 12 days of Christmas other than the song? I mean, it's just, it gets totally lost in the Christmas season officially.
There's
nothing anybody really talks about, at least secularly.
It's interesting because I feel like if the secular companies actually figured out that it was like 12 days of intense like festivities is what this should be, they probably would be in on it from a marketing perspective. But no, I mean, I was in a Walmart on Christmas Eve and they were putting up like,
they were already taking it down.
What was cracking me up is that they were putting up Easter stuff and St. Patrick's Day stuff. And I was like, we just are celebrating
Jesus'
birth.
Valentine's Day? They can at least do Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. You'd think of Valentine's Day. I think there probably was some, but that's what I was seeing. Yeah. And it was very wild because I was like, we haven't even celebrated Jesus' birth.
Yeah. You know, I have the perfect solution, and nobody ever has taken it on from a, you know, secular standpoint. But I think that the gift giving should be on January 6th. Okay, just shift it, 12 days. Christmas is not going to move. Christmas is still December 25th. You go to Mass, you celebrate Christ's birth, and you have all the beauty of that doesn't change. You still have midnight Mass, and you know, maybe you can exchange one gift or something like that. But then have the actual 12 days of Christmas. And all that anticipation, the singing of the Christmas songs, and then on January 6th on the Epiphany, that's when you give the gifts, and that's when they keep the tree up, and the kids, all they gotta do is wait 12 more days, and, a few years from now, nobody's gonna even remember that it used to be on December 25th in the first place, and then you do all your Christmas caroling during the season of Christmas. And the gifts still get given. The secular people can still, do all their marketing. But you just shorten the season, make it 12 days, make it a little bit more intense during those 12 days, have all your parties during that time. But I don't know.
No. I think it's a great idea. And I think it should be like, everyone takes off during that time. So that you don't feel so stressed. Because I don't know about you, Dave, but I feel so stressed getting into the actual Christmas couple days, like when it starts.
Yeah.
Because you're running up, finishing out work things. And you're like, oh, I got to make sure I have presents and all these things ready. Plus, you can also, now, granted, not everyone adapts this, Dave. We could take part in the after Christmas sales. So for the Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
We'll see. Maybe
one day.
Maybe one day they'll do it. So one thing is also seasonal is our car raffle. And you may have heard last Friday morning on January 2nd, we had the official car raffle kickoff show. And things get very intense, very exciting here in the Guadalupe Radio Network during these 7 weeks. It's 7 weeks. It's kind of like retail for stores in December where everything gets really busy and pretty exhilarating. And so we had our first live remote broadcast last Friday at Porter's Army Navy. And thank you so much to Steve and Cindy Porter. I just ask you to, as we mentioned, these businesses that are allowing us to come out and do live broadcasts, just if you get a chance, go over there and if nothing else, go in and thank them. Porter's Army Navy is a really, really cool store. And it's family owned. It has been since 1946. You had three generations of Porters there with us. Steve and Cindy were there, and then their son Nick, and then his daughter
Skylar,
who was the one that drew the winning ticket for the ring that we were giving away. So that was the first live remote broadcast. That was very successful. And then we had three parishes this past weekend that we visited. And Cecil and I both had a chance to go to Mary Immaculate. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. And then we were at St. Jude Chapel in downtown Dallas. I want to thank the new, I don't think the title is pastor. It's the administrator, perhaps. It's Father James Dorman, who we met at the Catholic Foundation, Art of the Plaza event. Just talked to him very briefly, so thanks to him. And also Tino, who is the one that coordinates it there. Our volunteer, Joseph Miller, is the one that actually went to that parish, so I didn't get a chance to get any kind of report on how it went, other than just the amount of tickets that were sold and that kind of thing. So thanks again to St. Jude Chapel. We went to Holy Family Parish in Irving, which I want to tell you about my experience at Holy Family Parish in Irving. But first of all, you were there for three masses.
I was,
on
yes.
Sunday at Mary Immaculate. Tell us about your time.
Well, I always love being able to go to Mary Immaculate. That is a parish I actually frequent for confession and adoration fairly often in my day-to-day life. And also, it is the parish that my grandparents went to. So it was kind of my earliest exposure to the Catholic faith, was attending mass with my grandmother from time to time. So it's always a joy and delight to be back. And I really enjoyed my time there. I got to do three masses, two in English, and then I also got to stay for the French Mass, and Father Frank translated my little talk. The only French I was able to say was au revoir, you know, and say goodbye. But
I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, that's about the limit of my French knowledge. But what I thought was so cool, Dave, is that it's such a busy parish on a Sunday morning. I know you did one of the earlier masses, and then it's like English, Spanish, English, English, French, Spanish, English, Spanish. Mm-hmm. It's like crazy. Yeah, back to back. Sometimes there's only like 10-15 minutes between these masses. And so what you have is, when I'm in the narthex, you have the crowds of one mass leaving and another mass coming. And at one point I had the Spanish mass coming, the French mass leaving, the languages going on, and, you know, in the narthex. It was so cool. It was like, wow, look at this universal church.
Yeah,
you know?
I did the 7:30 morning mass, and the same thing, because you give your pulpit announcement, and then you immediately, which is right after communion, then you immediately go into the narthex. And I was there. There were a bunch of people standing in the narthex, but they were largely Hispanic, and I could tell that they were there waiting for the next mass, which I think was 9:00. Yeah, I definitely experienced that. But it's a big parish. It's got a lot of masses, and I guess there's a certain science about it, is how many can you have? And of course, they have the French mass at 1:30. But thanks to Father Alphonse, who I believe, along with those choir students from the school, they went over to Rome and they sang for the Pope. And we did an interview with them about 3 weeks ago before they left. And Father Alphonse came in. There were three or four students. And what an awesome opportunity. Members from that school, Mary Immaculate School in Farmers Branch, went over to Rome right after the Christmas holidays. Right, I think they left like December 27th. And we're over there for about a week or so. And so I hope they had a great time. They're going to come back and do another interview about their time.
I'm so excited to hear.
And it's going to be great.
And so, I want to thank Deacon as well, Deacon David,
who did
such a great job helping, making sure that we knew where to go. He even got tickets for himself. And he was very, you know, very generous with his time, because he's there pretty much all day on Sunday.
Yeah.
And was very gracious to even help me when I went up for the French Mass and everything.
And I want to say, if there's anybody from parish that's listening, you know, from an outside perspective of people who go into parishes and are, you know, we are so grateful for every pastor that allows us to come in. But I just want to tell you, there are some parishes that are exceedingly welcoming. And I would say that Deacon David, and there were others as well at Mary Immaculate Parish, that because when you come in and you're basically being given a favor, you're being allowed to go in and sell raffle tickets. So you already feel like, how am I going to be, you know, how am I going to be treated? I know I'm kind of coming in and they're doing me a favor. But when the parish and the staff and the ushers and people like Deacon David, Dussey, I think is his last name, you know, just go out of their way to be welcoming, it's so beautiful, because they don't have to do that. They're doing us a favor in the first place. Which brings me, and again, Deacon David is just the tantamount in hospitality. So we're very grateful for him over at Mary Immaculate Parish. And also thank you to Father Alphonse. I want to give my experience also at Holy Family Parish of Nazareth, because the same thing, I went over there Saturday to speak at the 5:30 Mass. And it's been a while since I've been to that parish. And Father Jacob Dancasa is the pastor. Father Eugene O'Donnell, who we've interviewed a couple of times, is the parochial vicar. So I walk in and I get into the narthex, and you're immediately kind of waiting to see what kind of reception you're going to get. And there's this guy. Oh, his name is Ogie. And he was one of the ushers. And I walk in and he immediately says, "Here's your table." And he hands me $25. He says, "I want to buy the first ticket."
Oh, wow.
And then he introduces me to all the other ushers and he encourages them to buy tickets. This is before Mass even starts. And it was, and then he helps me put my sign up and then he says, "Oh, move it over here so that when people are coming in, they could, it could be more visible." And then Deacon James Baird, who is the deacon there, comes out and we start talking and he immediately says, "Okay, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to introduce you. You're going to be talking to this Ambo." And you're just feeling the love. You're feeling the acceptance and you don't feel like you're an intruder and you're going in there and people, it just was the exact opposite. Mm. And Father Eugene O'Donnell said the Mass on Saturday. I didn't see Father Dan Casa because he didn't say a Mass until Sunday, but I emailed Father Dan Casa this morning and I expressed my great gratitude for the way that I was treated. And I know Steve Gleason was there on Sunday and then Stephen Kennedy, our other volunteer, on yesterday evening. So anyways, just want to thank all these parishes, the three that we were at last weekend, St. Jude Chapel, Holy Family of Nazareth in Irving, and also Mary Immaculate in Farmers Branch, because we're so grateful for the opportunity to do this. And also, of course, part of Porter's Army Navy as well, which leads into week number two car raffle season. And we have two live remotes this week. One of them is going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. And it's a place we've never been before. It's called the Feed Store Barbecue in Southlake. And this was set up by our friend Doreen Cheney, who is with Decided Excellence, the Catholic newspapers. And Feed Store Barbecue is going to give us a $50 gift certificate. We're going to have a number of Doreen sponsors with her Southlake and Keller Neighbors magazine. It's one of those ones. Remember the first time we did that, Cecil? And we had like six guests.
It was crazy.
Every 10 minutes, and each one of them gave something.
It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, phones were ringing off the hook to buy the tickets. And so that's going to be a really wild and crazy in a good way live remote tomorrow during the 10 o'clock hour, because you're going to have a chance to win so many mini raffle items. And then, of course, the big gift is going to be Friday, February 20th with the Mercedes-Benz. I haven't even mentioned that yet. We're talking about all this car raffle. Friday, February 20th, the Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 will be given away. I'll tell you, these weeks are going to go by so quickly, so please get your tickets. You can go to grnonline.com/raffle to buy your tickets, $25 each or $5 for $100. Or better yet, you can email us, and I'd be happy to arrange the ticket sales for you. And we have not talked much about the Wranglers, Cecil.
No, you know what? And I actually probably should send out an email to everybody to get them in on this. It's so hard when we hit the ground running when we come back from, you know, Christmas break. But basically, Raffle Wranglers, it's just another way that you can help us get the word about our car raffle out and sell tickets. Because at the end of the day, we're going to go to a lot of parishes between the Dallas and Fort Worth Diocese in the next few weeks, but we're not going to make it to all of them. And so a Raffle Wrangler is someone who is willing to have us send them a stack of tickets, maybe 25 tickets, maybe 50 tickets, and we send them to you, and you just sell them personally to your friends, to your family, to your prayer groups, your small communities of faith, whatever they may be. And then I will send you instructions on how to sell them, how to, you know, get the money to us and all the various things. And I'm available for calls and things like that. But it's just another way for you to reach out to groups that we may not get a chance to talk to personally. And it's a great way too, because generally, if my friend comes up to me and says, "Hey, can you buy a raffle ticket to support, you know, Catholic radio," I'm going to be pretty inclined because my friend is, you know, asking me. And so it's a more personal way to do it. So if you'd like to be a raffle wrangler, I would love to hear from you. You can contact us at kath@grnonline.com, kath@grnonline.com, and I will send you some raffle tickets and all the instructions to be a wrangler.
Yeah. So Thea, thanks for that in advance. And it's a big help. I remember, many years ago, there was a deacon at St. Monica named Deacon Brian Mitchell. He has since passed away, but he asked for 50 tickets. And I thought, well, 50 tickets, you're going to be able to sell that. And surely he sold every single one of them. And you imagine how helpful that is, because that's about $1,000 worth of car raffle tickets right there. So if you want, you know, 10 or 20 or 30, or be like Deacon Brian Mitchell, God rest his soul, get 50 tickets, we'd be very, very grateful. Again, that email address is kath@grnonline.com. online.com. We're also going to be doing a live remote broadcast Wednesday at noon, Charlie Creole's Kitchen in Dallas. Now, Sissel is debating whether she's going to go out there because she has a lot of responsibilities with graphics and with her new, you know, position. But you know it. You know you're fighting it because
it's Charlie's Creole Kitchen. I want to be there. I want to have some delicious food, and it's always just so much fun. If you've never been to this restaurant, I would love it if people came out and met us there, Dave. But also, you have an opportunity to win a gift card from there.
Yeah. That's a gift card. So Jim Hickey is the owner, and he's gonna give a $100 gift card. And so anybody that buys $100 worth of car raffle tickets during that hour will get into a mini drawing. Jim also lines up a lot of great guests. He often has somebody from the CPLC, St. Vincent de Paul. Jim, of course, he's got that voice that matches his size because he's a big guy and he's got this very deep voice, which is really cool. So he'll probably be my first guest and talk about Charlie Creole's. He doesn't hide his Catholic faith either. When you walk in there, you'll see on the glass as you walk in, like a Divine Mercy image. And he's very proud of his Catholic faith. So we'll be there Wednesday during the noon hour. And I think those will be the only live remotes that we'll do this week. This weekend, we've got two parishes that are set up. And we probably will have more. I'm hoping at least one more parish. But right now, we're scheduled to be at St. Michael Parish in Bedford. And thanks to Father Joseph Moreno for allowing us to come out for that. And also, Father Joy Joseph in Holy Cross Parish in the Colony always allows us to come out year after year. So we're very grateful to Father Joy Joseph for that. And again, we'll probably add another two or a couple parishes this weekend or as well. All right. So that's Car Raffle. Anything else about Car Raffle that we should mention, or does that pretty much cover it?
I mean, I think that pretty much covers it. I think it's, we're pretty open, Dave, that if other people have ideas of live remote locations, or if they own a business and like us to come out, or if you are, you know, very close to your parish staff or your pastor, and it's not a parish that you've heard us talk about going to, we would be very grateful if you, you know, opened that door for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one parish that's brand new that I'm hoping we go out to is St. Teresa in Roanoke.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool.
Now, Doreen is scheduling a live remote where Father Mel Besselou is going to be on it, but I'm going to ask him. We were out there last year just doing talks, but they were at the gymnasium of a public school. And so now that they actually have their church, I'm going to see if we can go out there. That would be a lot of fun to go out to that new church and community. So that's the car raffle. The important things to know is if you want to get your tickets just right away, you can go online to grnonline.com/raffle and get them. $25 each, 5 for 100. And don't forget about Pay It Forward. You can get Pay It Forward tickets where you can buy tickets for somebody else. So maybe you're saying, you know what? I've got a nice car. I don't need a Mercedes. But think of the people in your life, maybe a college student, son or daughter that you have, or the guy down the street that lost his job, or your mailman, or your kids' teachers, or maybe somebody that could really use a new car. And just get them tickets. It's a great act of charity, and there's a way on that website that you can buy the Pay It Forward tickets as well. All right, so it is now 18 minutes after the hour, and I want to spend the rest of this show, this Good News show, talking about something that is brand new, something that's very exciting with the Guadalupe Radio Network that began last year and is continuing this year as well, and it's called GRN Academy. And I'm going to spend between now and the bottom of the hour talking about a class that I am teaching and why I highly encourage you to sign up. And it's called, GRN Academy. You can find all the information online at grnonline.com/academy. And if you go there, you'll see the mission: to form hearts and minds by deepening the faithful's grasp of the church's rich theological and philosophical heritage. And then it says, rooted in the mission of the Guadalupe Radio Network, the Academy seeks to foster knowledge of divine truth, promote understanding of the mysteries of faith, and cultivate wisdom for living a holy and authentic Catholic life in the modern world. Through faithful teaching and prayerful reflection, we aim to help all Catholics to love more deeply, evangelize more effectively, and give glory to God in all things. So what these are is live interactive courses that we will be teaching. The first session of the spring, so to speak, or winter or spring, starts 2 weeks from today. On January 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., I am going to teach the first live class of GRN Academy of this new year. We have a brand new, what's called learning management system. We'll be doing it through Zoom, and there's going to be ways of low assessments, like kind of a quiz afterwards. If you want to, if you want a certificate for these, you'll have to do something like write a little paper, take a quiz, just so we know that you actually showed up for class and paid attention and did what needed to be done. If you don't want the certificate, you just show up and, you know, it's, they're 50-minute live classes. And again, grnonline.com/academy is the website. And you can find out about the four classes that are being offered beginning 2 weeks from today, January 19th. Now, my class is called The Dignity of the Human Person Made to the Image of God. And what I'm going to do during the 7 weeks of classes, 50 minutes each class, 50 minutes each class, is explain to you the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa Theologia on the dignity of the human person. I found out recently that Pope St. John Paul II, back in 1999, gave St. Thomas Aquinas the title of the Doctor of Humanity. The Doctor of Humanity. And the reason why he did that is Pope St. John Paul II was a fan of St. Thomas Aquinas, and he realized, and you'll see this if you pick up the Summa and start reading it, that St. Thomas Aquinas, even though he was a celibate, monk, priest, Dominican priest, he lived in community. He never married, of course, never had children, never had grandchildren, but he had such a profound understanding of the human person in our passions, in our intellect, in our will. And it blows me away that in his short life, he only lived 49 years, that he was able to write so much. And I would say that if you take the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas, rather than it being some, you know, really kind of pie in the sky, abstract, you know, teaching that nobody can understand, what it really is about is the human person. Our relationship with God, our relationship with other people, and our journey from God back to God. So this journey of life, which we know is challenging, and it's complicated because we're complicated creatures, and we've got a lot of different faculties going on and a lot of opportunities to fall off track. But it's going to make it a lot harder to travel this journey if you don't understand what it means to be a human person. And I think you kind of think, well, of course I understand a human person, but you may not understand it as much as possible, because St. Thomas Aquinas goes into a lot of detail about the human soul, you know, what is unique about our soul, the intellect, the will, the passions, the appetites, the virtues, the God's grace, the circumstances with Adam and Eve before and after the fall, the separated soul, I mean, our journey to beatitude. It's really fascinating stuff. And so I want to encourage you to sign up for this class, because St. Thomas has a famous quote where he says, "Person is the most perfect thing in all of nature." And I think sometimes we don't really realize that, is that to be a person is a huge, huge gift. If you look around you and you see all the things in the world, you know, the trees and the birds and the sky and the, the grasshoppers and the grass and all that, none of these are persons. In fact, it's only the human person that is able to manifest what personhood is about physically. Because as we walk around with our bodies, we're actually expressing personhood in a way that the angels can't do it. And God can't do it other than through Jesus Christ, okay? That's why Jesus Christ took, you know, God took on human form, so that personhood and divinity could be revealed through a human body. What we are allowed to do, we don't reveal divinity, of course, because we're not God, but we are. What we are able to do is reveal personhood. And personhood is something that is only shared by us, God, and the angels. So we are in very fine company there. And to understand what it means to be a human person, the immediate impact of that is that you'll never see another human person the same way. I absolutely can't dislike anybody in the world. Now, there are some people that annoy me, but I love people. I love every single person. And most of that is because of the teaching and the understanding that I have from St. Thomas Aquinas, because every time I pick up the Summa, every time I read it, I fall greater in love with God and also my fellow man, and also have a greater understanding and appreciation for myself as well as a human person. So I just have a couple more minutes to talk about this. You know, we have not done this in a long time, but Cicel, if you don't mind, I'm going to give out the phone number.
Okay.
And in these final 5 minutes, if anybody has any questions about GRN Academy, about the classes that we're teaching, I want you to call in and ask. If you're intrigued about my course or the other courses, and by the way, on the other side of this break that we're going to have at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to have Dr. Ray Lopez and also Julie Caracon with me. They're two of the other teachers through GRN Academy. I'm going to primarily talk about their classes in the second half, and that's why I'm talking a lot about my class right now. The phone number here is 877-757-9424. If you have any questions, or maybe you're one of the people that took a GRN Academy class in the fall, you know, we had Angels and Demons, we had my class, which was an introduction to the Summa Theologia. If you have any questions or thoughts, or you know, anything that you want to ask about GRN Academy or my class, feel free to call in. We've got a few minutes before we take the break. 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. You may be wondering, well, how much does it cost? Well, the classes to register for one class or all four classes is $25. Okay, that's the registration cost. And then each class for a 7-week period is going to be $149, which really isn't that expensive. You're getting like live interaction with people like Dr. Carlo Broussard, Dr. Ray Lopez, and Julie Carrick, and we'll talk about those classes on the other side of the break. But again, I encourage you, you know, time is running out. We've got about 2 weeks until the first class starts, which will be mine on Monday the 19th. Go to that website, check out these four classes, and choose which one or two or all four you want to take and sign up, because I think it's a great way to start off the new year by giving yourself the gift of a Catholic education, a gift of faith, a gift of greater knowledge about all these different topics that we're teaching about through GRN Academy. Phone number again, if you want to call in. And during the second half of the hour, when I have Julie and Dr. Ray on, you can continue to call in if you have any questions. 877-757-9424. 877-757-9424 is the phone number. And again, my class is The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image, because I think we inherently know that there's something special about the human person, but that doesn't mean that we have all the knowledge of what it means, because I think that has to be taught. That's not caught. It's taught, and it really needs to be taught in some kind of formal way, like I'll be providing beginning on January 19th. So we have a limit, by the way, of 30 students per class. And so I don't know if the classes are going to fill up or not. But if you are interested, please enroll quickly, because, you know, some of these classes could possibly fill up. grnonline.com/academy, grnonline.com/academy. So any comments or thoughts about GRN Academy? I know you haven't taken an official class yet.
No, but I have not. But I will say, Dave, that the more I, you know, hear about all the good things that all the different teachers and the different courses there are, I just think that it's filling a gap that I think a lot of people are looking for. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to more seriously dive into their faith or specific topics about their faith, but maybe they're not in the place where they can enroll in like an online college or something like that. That may not be what they're doing. It's a very good deal with some very brilliant people teaching the classes. And so I think it's filling that gap for people who want to dive deeper, but aren't ready to like dive deeper than you know, to a certain extent, and commit to a whole, you know, multiple semesters of college. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. And I've been meaning to send it out to like my young adult group and things like that, because I think it would really interest them.
Yeah, well, please do. And that goes for everybody. If you know somebody who would benefit from a class that we're teaching, and again, my class, which I've already talked about, Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching a class called The Unmoved Mover Aristotle's Glimpse of God. He's going to join us on the other side, so I won't give you a lot of details about that right at this point, because he'll be able to tell you all about it. Julie Carrick is teaching a very popular class that's been, we've got a lot of people signed up for it. It's called We Share Our Story. And she hosts We Sing Our Faith on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock across Guadalupe Radio Network. But her class, she will explain on the other side of the break as well, is really very unique. I think it's a very good idea. And then I will tell you about Meeting the Protestant Challenge by Dr. Carlo Broussard, which is going to be Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, beginning January 2nd. And the way he describes his class is, he says, Protestants challenge Catholics in many ways. Sometimes the challenge takes the form, where's that in the Bible? And other times they object to a particular Catholic belief because they think a Bible passage contradicts it. For example, how can the Catholic Church teach that Mary was a perpetual virgin when the Bible says Jesus had brothers? In this short course, Carlo walks through the most common Bible passages that Protestants commonly use to challenge Catholic beliefs and explain how you can respond. So that's a very practical way. I mean, I think every one of us has been challenged by Protestant friends about particular things. You know, the Bible says, call no man father. Why do you guys call your priest father? You know, it says, you know, Mary and Joseph didn't have relations until Jesus, you know, whatever. And yeah, you know, there's all these things in the Bible that I think there's an easy answer to it, but you have to be taught what it is, and you can become a more confident apologist. So again, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, Dr. Carlo Broussard, Wednesdays at 6:30, beginning on, I said January 2nd. It's not January 2nd. It's January 21st. Okay. 2 weeks from this Wednesday. All right. Let's take a break. And when I come back, I'll have Julie Carrick and also Dr. Ray Lopez on, and they will give you a much more detailed explanation about the classes they're teaching with GRN Academy right after this break. Hey, Cecil, do you know how we get a hold of that guy with that cool French accent?
I have no idea.
Hello there.
Whoa, where did you come from?
I'm here to let everyone know that the first deck of the Seine River cruise boat is sold out. So if you're planning on going next April with your GRN friends, you need to sign up now. This pilgrimage includes stops in Lisieux, Paris, Rouen, Normandy, and so much more. Visit grnonline.com for more information.
Wow, thank you, random Frenchman.
How did he know that? Oh, he's gone.
Have you ever heard an aviation emergency on the news? You hear the pilot and ATC talking, but what do you miss? The pilot asking their aircraft dispatcher what they should say on the radio to sound cool. Aircraft dispatchers are the problem solvers working at the airline's operations center. My wife and I run Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center in Farmers Branch. Thanks to the amazing program here at the GRN, we have become Catholic and now sponsors of this great station.
Peace be with you. I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Did you know that Gregorian chant is not ancient history? It's alive and well in our church today. On the next episode of Morning Joy, we're going to be joined by a religious sister who has been teaching Gregorian chant to people just like you and me for years. Listen to Morning Joy every weekday starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
This is Rick Self with Catholic Brothers for Christ. I'm inviting men 16 and older to register now for the 15th annual North Texas Catholic Men's Conference. The Saturday, February 28th, men's faith event will take place at Prince of Peace Catholic Church in Plano. Together, we stand firm as warriors for Christ in a fallen world. Our guest speakers and sacramental moments celebrated will help us be better equipped to face the relentless battles of life. Visit CatholicBrothersForChrist.com for details and to register.
I was in college when I found out I was pregnant, and all I could see were my dreams and plans vanishing. So I made the decision to stop the pregnancy. Now it seems my dreams and plans have been filled with loss and regret. We at Healing After Abortion understand this pain. Whether you thought it was your only option or felt pressured to make the decision, find healing on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. On January 30th through February 1st, call us confidentially at 214-544-CARE or visit us at racheldallas.org.
St. Joseph is the patron saint of the home and family. At My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine, we support the Guadalupe Radio Network's mission of honoring and supporting home and family as longtime sponsors of KATH 910 AM. We're Bob and Norma Duane, owners of My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine. We would be honored to speak with you about all your mortgage needs. We can be reached at 817-527-3166. That's 817-527-3166. We are an Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 265303.
And welcome back to the Good News Show here on KTH 910 AM, also KCPP 1140 AM in the Fort Worth area on the GRN app and also grnonline.com on the website. And spent the first, last 15 minutes talking about GRN Academy and my class in particular, the Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And I want to spend the remainder of this show for the next 25 minutes or so introducing you to two of the other teachers, the instructors for GRN Academy, and let them explain the class that they're teaching. And again, classes start 2 weeks from today with my class on Monday evenings beginning at 7 o'clock Central Time with the Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And we also have joining us on the phone Dr. Ray Lopez. The class that he's teaching will be Saturdays beginning at 9 a.m. beginning January 24th. It's called The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. Dr. Ray Lopez, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us.
It's always great to be on with you, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm going to let you go first. And then I also want to introduce a very familiar name on Catholic radio and in the Catholic music world is Julie Carrick. And she hosts We Sing Our Faith on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock across the Guadalupe Radio Network. And she has a very intriguing class called We Share Our Story, which is going to be Thursdays at 7 p.m. beginning, let me see, the 22nd of January, I think if I got my numbers right. Julie Carrick, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, and it's what a joy to be with you today.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time. I know we're all so busy and so much going on, but really wanted to highlight this. I think to a lot of people, GRN Academy is a new thing, and there's so much changing in the GRN, and we've got car raffle going on, and it's the new year, but this is right around the corner, and we want to at least let you know what these classes are all about. So that you can prayerfully discern whether you want to sign up. Again, grnonline.com/academy. You can find out about my class, Dr. Carlo Broussard's class that I already told you about, and then these two classes with Dr. Ray Lopez and Julie Carrick as well. So, Dr. Ray, the thing that I think a lot of people will say about my class and also your class is, oh my goodness, you know, Aquinas, Aristotle, it's too deep. I'll never get this. You know, we hear this sometimes. So, dispel that and explain what your class is and why this class on The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, could be a class that anybody could take.
Exactly. Thanks, Dave. So you see that, you know, you see the name of the class, right? Aristotle's, you know, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. You see Aristotle. You're like, I'm going to need a theology degree to understand this class, right? No, not at all. If you think you don't know enough to understand this class, then you're perfect for this class, okay? If you enjoy listening to Catholic radio, which I hope everybody out there does, then you will enjoy this class. My class is going to be all about what we refer to as Aristotle's metaphysics. Now, metaphysics is basically just philosophers trying to understand the nature of reality, right? You know, what is, you know, how do we know what we know? How do we know that things are out there, et cetera, right? That sounds pretty heady, and it can be. It can be very heady, but these classes are designed for introductory, fun, entry-level, gentle introductions to topics like Thomas Aquinas, to topics like Aristotle's metaphysics, okay? Last semester, our last session, Dave, as you know, I taught a course on Aristotle's ethics, and the students loved it. They absolutely loved it because I brought it in as a discussion, right, where we discuss things, but also at a very introductory level. And I know, Dave, I know you've been teaching Aquinas for many, many years to high school students, and mm-hmm. you've made it very accessible. So, you know, guys, if you're looking at these courses and you're thinking, oh man, that's That sounds hard. It's not. These are going to be very gentle introductions to their various topics, right? Including Dr. Broussard, including Julie, including Dave, and including myself. Now, more specifically, this class is going to be an introduction to one of Aristotle's books called Metaphysics. Why is that important? Well, the study of metaphysics involves the study of the nature of reality, right? How do we know what we know, and what is it that we can know and cannot know, right? Thomas Aquinas borrowed much, if not all, of his metaphysics from Aristotle. So if you want to understand Catholic metaphysics, then you want to understand Aristotle, right? So, for example, transubstantiation, right? That's a very complex topic, right? This wafer that's being presented to me at Mass represents the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. I believe that to the very core of my being, but you know it's challenging because its form that you see is a wafer, a piece of unleavened bread. How do we reconcile that intellectually? Well, it comes from Aristotle. It comes from Aristotle's metaphysics, his understanding of different types of forms and substance. And I will introduce that in a very gentle, fun way in my course. My course starts up at on Saturday at 9 o'clock, Saturday, January 24th at 9 a.m. U.S. Central Time. We're going to meet on Zoom. And everybody's going to get a chance to raise their hand and ask questions and learn all about Aristotle's metaphysics. And I can't emphasize enough, Dave, how this class is going to be at a very introductory level, very fun. I encourage questions. You know, ask a lot of questions so that you can, you know, so that you can understand things better. It'll be a live class on Zoom. Live class on Zoom, so you'll see my ugly face there on Saturday morning. and then we're going to meet starting Saturday, January 24th at 9 o'clock, and then our last day of class will be 7 weeks later on Saturday, March the 7th at 9 o'clock. There's very little reading required, no assignments or anything like that. This is basically a very relaxed atmosphere where you can learn at a very high level, the basics of what Aristotle taught us about metaphysics and the basics of the Catholic understanding of reality, the Catholic understanding of metaphysics. That's basically it in a nutshell, Dave.
Yeah, thanks so much. Dr. Ray Lopez, again, his class, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, beginning Saturdays, 9 a.m. Central Time, beginning January 24th. And so that's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. And the reason I like to have Dr. Ray Lopez on the air with me is that you can hear him, you can hear how engaging he is. He doesn't sound intimidating. He's not using language that, people just can't understand. He's funny. He's personable. And, like a little warm fuzzball, you know? I mean, Dr. Ray Lopez. And you're learning something deep from a guy that you can relate to, right?
I try to be like you, Dave.
well, thank you so much. And Dr. Ray, I will say that this isn't your first, rodeo, so to speak. You've been teaching online courses for many years. And so it's not like you're trying to figure this out. You've already got this down and you have experience of teaching this to adults already. And this is something that people have gotten a lot out of already.
Absolutely. I've been teaching university level classes for going on in 2027, it'll be 40 years teaching university level classes. And I've taught a lot of philosophy over the years, and I've taught online, live online, video online. So yeah, this is something that I think I'm good at, and I think everybody will enjoy.
All right. And Dr. Ray, if you want to hang around with us for a few minutes, I'll come back and let you give a last plug for your class after we talk to Julie Carrick. So again, just to repeat, Dr. Ray Lopez's class, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, is going to begin Saturday at 9 o'clock, beginning January 24th. And if you want to register for that class or any of the classes with GRN Academy, go to grnonline.com/ Academy, and you can sign up right there. Julie Carrick's class is going to be Thursdays at 7 o'clock Central Time, beginning January 22nd. So that'll be 2 weeks from this coming Thursday. And her class has proved to be very popular. It's called We Share Our Story, and a very unique concept. And Julie, can you explain what this class will be about?
Yes, I'm actually delighted that this is what came out of kind of a topic discussion, like what would be something really fun, engaging, meaningful to invite people to learn about. And this just came out, We Share Our Story. And the fact is, every single person has a story of their life to share. And what this class is going to be very specifically geared toward is how we share our Catholic story, our personal testimony, if you will, of God's love at work in our life. In our baptism, we are called to evangelize. And it's amazing how at different times in our history, we've actually had a call to evangelize, either from the Vatican, maybe in particular diocese. My diocese here in Phoenix this year, this is actually our focus for 2026, is how do we evangelize? And honestly, the best way that we can evangelize is to share our story of our Catholic faith. And what we're going to kind of go over in the class, and again, it's going to be online. It'll be in that Zoom setting, open for, you know, I'll be presenting. But then the beautiful part of this is we'll be able to have the students, also the learners, will be able to share parts of their stories and ask questions, like how do we do this on each of the 7 steps of the course. And the first course is literally that first week, beginning on the 22nd, it's recognizing God's hand in my story, seeing where God has already been present in our life. And what was amazing to me on this one was that years ago, before I wrote the first book of mine, Unfailing Grace, I was actually on tour going across the United States as part of the Lenten journey. And for 30 days in a row, people kept asking me, where do I get your book? And I said, well, I'm not an author. I don't have a book. And it just kept pushing, write the book, write the book. And so for me personally, I learned the technique of how to write down my story. And it is literally that book. It's an entire life shared in one book of how God's presence brought me through some of the most difficult things in life, and also how he was at the center of the greatest celebrations of my life. And so it's literally looking at how we recognize God's hand in our story. And then whether you are being called, and I mean, not everybody who takes the class is going to write a book. Maybe you will. Maybe it's going to come out in that fashion. And if so, we have tools to help you with those books being published. But most of the people who are going to take this class are going to walk away from the 7 weeks on how they can better have conversations and literally share their story. So in week one, recognizing God's hand. Week two, naming those seasons of my faith journey. So in other words, identifying key moments, struggles, and graces where we know because of our Catholic faith, because of the grace of the sacraments, how we are walking in union and naming those seasons. And then the third week, encountering Christ personally. And what I mean by that is we are going to learn how to recognize and name those moments of conversion that are taking us into or have taken us into that deeper relationship with Christ. And then rooted in the church, we're going to learn how to connect our personal story to Scripture, to the sacraments, and to our Catholic community. We are not islands. You know, we are part of a phenomenal Catholic family. And much like when, you know, we just celebrated this past couple of months, we've had Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And how many of you shared those stories of, you know, Uncle or Grandpa Elmer, right? The funny stories, or Aunt Edna, you know, some of the silly things that maybe she had done. And we've heard those stories over and over to the point that we could probably number them. And yet how many of us in these family gatherings shared things like, you know, I remember my first communion. I remember it so incredibly in detail of receiving the Lord and maybe sparking that next generation who may not have yet received first communion to ask those questions. Well, what is that? What is first communion? What is communion? What is the Eucharist? And to have that kind of a discussion as part of our family gatherings. So again, rooted in the church. And then the fifth course, or the fifth class, transforming wounds into witness, understanding how God redeems our suffering and brings healing. You know, so many times there are broken links in our families, in our own personal life. And how do we transform that and look at those wounds and let those become a witness to how the grace in our life from God allows us to move forward, not just day by day, but in joy, you know, truly finding the purpose and why we have had to undergo some sufferings, but the healing that has come out of it. And then the sixth class, shaping my testimony with clarity. It's going to show us how we can organize and refine our story so that it is authentic, that it's clear, and that it's compelling as we share it with others. And then the seventh class, sharing my faith with confidence and charity. So basically learning how to share our testimony or our witness as an invitation that points others to Christ. Our story, even though it comes from us, it's not self-centered. It's centered on Christ. And so as we learn to recognize these different parts of our journey and how Christ has been a part of it, it actually becomes a very, it's very mindful in the way that we can then share it with other people. And when I say mindful, not everyone is on the same part of the journey. And so we need to be cautious how we share certain aspects. Like, you know, kind of a short little example, I'm a lung cancer survivor, and the last thing that I would do when I sit down with someone who has just been diagnosed with lung cancer is to say, ah, you don't have anything to worry about. I was healed. You'll be healed. Well, maybe they will and maybe they won't. And so how do we share that story of grace and putting trust in Christ, trust in our Lord, that no matter what we're going through it with Him. And so that I don't know if that was a nutshell or if I made it bigger, but
no, it was a good size nut to break, because I'm glad you gave that much explanation. And again, thank you very much, Julie Carrick's class. We share our story, and I like how you also tell us week by week what you're going to talk about. And you know, just even in that first class, recognizing God's hand. I wrote that down and I circled it, because a lot of the times we don't even recognize God's role in our story. And I think that's so fundamental, because we're never going to be able to tell our story if we don't understand how God is working in our lives. And Julie, I do want to ask you about somebody who is younger, who may feel like, well, I don't really have a story yet. Or, you know, somebody who may be older may feel like, you know, gosh, I've got a story. I've got many decades of life under my belt. Would this be for everybody? Or do you think, you know, somebody has to get a lot of life experience before they have a story?
Absolutely not. So the thing that taught me this lesson many, many years ago was I had a preconceived notion about a young Catholic recording artist at the time. And when I was going to have her on the show, We Sing Our Faith, I was a little nervous because the bio that she sent over was, oh, I've had so many life experiences and I have so much to share. And I thought, wow, you're 20-some years old. What do you really have to share, right? And then as she began to talk about her journey with Christ, it was amazing to me. I mean, truly, it set me back in my chair and shut my mouth, right? Like it was like, wow, this was an amazing content of what she had shared. And it was beautiful. And we continue to share her music on episodes of that program. Because as I've watched her now grow from that young woman into womanhood, into now being a wife and mother and having her children, her story that she shared that decade ago is only a confirmation of what she continues to share. And so, no, I don't think you do have to be a particular age. And the older we are, obviously, the more life experience we've had. And so both the good things and the difficult things that we've gone through can assist those coming up behind us. And so it's really for all ages.
All right, Julie, thanks so much for taking time to be with us. I also want to encourage people to tune in to Julie's radio show, which broadcasts across the Guadalupe Radio Network every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock Central Time, which is called We Sing Our Faith. And obviously, her class is kind of a takeoff on that name, We Share Our Stories. So you have a story, you recognize what God's doing in your life, and then you're able to share it, because I am pretty certain there's a lot of people that come and go through this life, and they never shared their story to the very people who want to know it, primarily our blood relatives, our kids, our grandkids, because they are eager to know what our story is. They may not ask, but they are eager. And so, Julie, thanks so much. If you want to sign up for Julie's class, just go to grnonline.com/academy and sign up for that class, which will be Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Also, Meeting the Protestant Challenge by Dr. Carlo Broussard, Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., beginning on January 21st. My class is The Dignity of the Human Person, Made to God's Image, Mondays beginning January 19th, 2 weeks from today at 7 p.m. Central Time. And I want to give the last couple of minutes here, as promised, to Dr. Ray Lopez to just give us a final push for his class, which is called The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, Saturdays at 9 o'clock. You'll have to just not watch the cartoons on Saturday morning for 7 weeks because you're in the Aristotle class beginning January 24th. You want to give a final push there for your class, Dr. Ray?
Absolutely. I just want everybody to remember that this is going to be a very friendly beginner level exploration of Aristotle's metaphysics. And I guarantee you, A, it'll be fun. B, it'll be beginners. And C, once you finish the 7 weeks, you're going to know a lot about the metaphysics of the Catholic Church. I guarantee it.
Amen. All right, Dr. Ray, and again, these are all approachable. And like I said at the top of this segment, it may seem like Thomas Aquinas and Aristotle, or even apologetics with Dr. Carlo Broussard, may be a little deep. And they really aren't. These are going to be presented in a way that's very applicable and very knowable. And you don't even have to do quizzes or papers. You could just listen in, take it in. And if you don't want a certificate, you don't really have to do anything other than just listen and participate as much as you want to. We're going to make it as easy as possible on you, okay? Thanks again, Julie Carrick and Dr. Ray Lopez, for taking some time on this segment and being with me to talk about GRN Academy. I'm excited about these classes starting in 2 weeks.
Amen. Oh, I'm so excited. And honestly, take more than one, because if you look at all four of them, they literally dovetail. Like they, it's amazing the way the Holy Spirit has brought the four of these together. So if you're able, I would highly recommend even signing up for more than one. You're going to see how well they fit together.
Yeah, well said. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Dr. Ray. And that's going to bring us to an end of this Good News program. We covered a lot. And as we mentioned at the top, car raffle season is underway. It started last Friday. We had our first weekend of car raffle parish visits. We'll be visiting more parishes, live remote broadcasts this week as well. And we really appreciate your support of the car raffle. This is a way to get us through these lean months of January and February before our first Share-a-thon in March. So if you'd like to get tickets, it's as easy as going to grnonline.com/raffle and get your tickets, $25 each, or five for $100. And we'd be very grateful for your support. And you know what? You might win a Mercedes-Benz on Friday, February 20th. We're going to have the live drawing that morning on Morning Joy. So keep hope alive. And even if you don't win, you've supported Catholic Radio in a very powerful way. Thanks also to Cecil Anderson for running the board, producing this program. And thank you, everybody listening right now, for your support of the Guadalupe Radio Network and listening to the show. God bless you. And oh, by the way, Cecil wanted me to remind you, Jason Everett's event, which was scheduled for January 12th, has been canceled due to the health issues of his son. Postponed, I should say. Postponed. Thanks. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at this same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.
RNOnline.com for more information.
Wow, thank you, random Frenchman.
How did he know that? Oh, he's gone.
Peace be with you. I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Did you know that Gregorian chant is not ancient history? It's alive and well in our church today. On the next episode of Morning Joy, we're going to be joined by a religious sister who has been teaching Gregorian chant to people just like you and me for years. Listen to Morning Joy every weekday starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
It's to truly save souls. It's to save souls, and we have a lot of different media platforms, whether it's through our TV, radio, music, and it's all promoting this culture that is really here to kill, steal, and destroy souls. And to have that Catholic voice on the air that is